In the woods of Townsend State Park, forest protection specialist Jim Esden is girdling an ash tree. With its flow of nutrients interrupted, the tree will die within a year. But the sacrifice could help detect the presence of a tiny beetle that could kill many more ash trees, the emerald ash borer. Esden says the insects also girdle trees in their own way by tunneling beneath the bark.
The female will lay her eggs in the crevices of the bark. The larva will emerge from the egg and eat through the bark and then get into the cambium and phloem layer.
Esden makes a shallow cut with his bow saw around the tree's circumference.
And then about 8 inches down, we'll do that again.
Then he scrapes away the bark between the two saw lines. He says the dying tree will give off volatile oils that attract the insect in its flying stage.
And if there is emerald ash borer in the area, we hope that it will be attracted to this tree.
The emerald ash borer was first detected in this country in Detroit in 2002. Scientists think it came from Asia in packing materials. Esden says pesticides can sometimes help individual trees on lawns or in parks survive an infestation. But the treatments aren't a practical solution in a state that has roughly 160 million ash trees. So far, early detection is the only realistic defense against the fast-moving pest, which is already killing trees on all sides of Vermont's borders.
So our strategy in Vermont is not to eradicate, but simply to slow down the spread of emerald ash borer. And that's where citizen scientists are being so helpful.
Hundreds of volunteers have joined the effort to detect and contain the emerald ash borer and other pests that are also threatening the Vermont woods, the hemlock woolly adelgid and the maple-eating Asian longhorned beetle. On a recent Saturday, a dozen volunteers were in Wilmington for the Forest Pest First Detector Training. The program is sponsored by UVM Extension and several state and federal agencies. Betsy Whitaker attended the Wilmington training. She's a member of the Dummerston Conservation Commission, which had a small grant last year to map the town's most prominent ash trees.
We met with the town road crew and the tree warden. We wanted to alert people that the emerald ash borer is on its way to Vermont if it's not already here, and that we need to be alert for signs of it so that we can make plans to contain it when it gets here.
One of the best containment strategies is to restrict the movement of wood. Forest pests often enter a region on firewood brought into campgrounds or vacation homes. Whitaker's been visiting all the camping areas in her town, and she says that when the ash borer is spotted in Vermont, it'll be a volunteer who makes the discovery. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.